This is Unit 88.
Regale, R-E-G-A-L-E. To entertain lavishly or sumptuously. Feast.
We regaled our new clients with fine dining and good wine.
Our witty host regaled us with entertaining stories over dinner.
Regale, R-E-G-A-L-E. G-A-L-E. To entertain lavishly or sumptuously. Feast.
Vagary. V-A-G-A-R-Y. An unexpected or unpredictable turn of events.
Farmers are subject to the vagaries of the weather.
The value of gold responds to the vagaries of the international money markets.
Vagary. V-A-G-A-R-Y. An unexpected or unpredictable turn of events.
Acetous. A-C-E-T-O-U-S. Vinegary. Sour.
Take back this acetous wine. It's awful.
I'm a cranky old man with an acetous disposition.
Acetous. A-C-E-T-O-U-S. Vinegary. Sour.
Alacrity. A-L-A-C-R-I-T-Y. Cheerful readiness or promptness, eagerness.
A willing worker takes up a new task with alacrity.
I promised the kids some ice cream, and they tackled their homework with alacrity.
Alacrity. A-L-A-C-R-I-T-Y. Cheerful readiness or promptness, eagerness.
Comport. C-O-M-P-O-R-T. To behave, to conduct oneself.
My usually bellicose boss decided to comport himself in a friendly fashion at the last meeting.
I believe I comported myself well at that last interview.
Comport. C-O-M-P-O-R-T. To behave, to conduct oneself.
Now, let's review the five words you have just learned.
Regale. To entertain lavishly or sumptuously. Feast. Regale.
Vagary. An unexpected or unpredictable turn of events. Vagary.
Acetous. Vinegary. Sour. Acetous.
Alacrity. Cheerful readiness or promptness, eagerness, alacrity.
Comport. To behave, to conduct oneself. Comport.
If you haven't mastered some of the words yet, that's fine.
Go back and listen to this unit as often as needed.
Remember, you can master these words. It's time for a quick dialogue with the 10 words you have just learned.
See how well you follow our exchange.
To comport yourself well when entertaining business guests is essential to career advancement.
If you can regale clients and colleagues with good food and drink, droll humor, and fascinating anecdotes, they will begin to accept your invitations with alacrity.
Of course, there is no guarantee against the vagaries of dining out, like the occasional bottle of acetous wine.
or being indisposed to entertaining that evening,
or a guest so overcome by ennui that nothing pleases him,
or having your wallet purloined the afternoon of your dinner date,
or a court injunction closing your favorite restaurant for tax evasion.
But if you plan ahead and then relax and decide to have a good time,
your guests will probably have a good time too.
You have now climbed to the lofty height of 440 words, and the peak of the mountain is in sight.
Let's keep climbing.